我有两个补充报告。
There are two supplemental announcements.
第一个是我们教会两个青少年。
There are two youth in our church.
在过去两年当中，他们很忠心的在儿童事工上侍奉。
They have served in the children's ministry faithfully in the last 2 years.
一个是 Angel， 一个是 Jasper。
One is Jasper, one is Angel.
他们帮小孩子弹琴。
They have played piano for the children.
他们也把桌椅都排好。
They also arranged the classroom for Sunday school.
然后完了以后又把桌椅收起来，也做奉献等等。
They also received offering and also put the room back original order.
我们教会现在不少的小孩子在儿童崇拜跟主日学里面。
There are many of our children participating in children's worship and Sunday school.
我相信我们长大的孩子当中以后会有人被主好好的使用。
I'm sure when the children grow up, some of them will be used by our Lord.
当这个事情发生的时候 ,Angel 跟 Jasper 在他们的侍奉就不是突然的。
We know that for the service provided by Angel and Jasper will not be in vain.
我们谢谢他们两位。
We thank them.
也特别谢谢他们的父母亲。
We also especially want to thank their parents.
上个礼拜是 Angel 侍奉最后一天，上个礼拜天。
Last Sunday was the last day Angel was serving in our church.
因为他快要去念大学了。
Now he's studying in college.
我们没有机会跟他那个道谢一下。
We didn't have a chance to give her thanks.
所以 Nancy 姐妹，请你回去以后带我们谢谢她。
We ask his mother of sister Nancy, please thank her for us.
也请志明跟李爷回去替我们谢谢 Jasper 一下。
We also ask.
Jasper is here. Okay, 谢谢你
Jasper. Thank you.
Okay. 第二件事情报告是我们的第七项。
The second is the one and number seven on the announcement.
两个月前赖穆汉牧师到我们当中讲道。
Two months ago, Reverend Jonathan Lai was preaching to us.
然后完了以后，他有问题解答。
Afterward, there was question and answer session.
里面很多很实用的问题。
There are many practical questions.
比如说
For example,
在教会里面是不是要向世界讲民主呢？
Do we need to practice democracy like the world in the church?
还有
And?
我已经上班一个礼拜很累了。
I've been working a week very tired.
我礼拜天还要来教会里面听牧师告诉我说我有罪吗？
Do I need to come to the church on Sunday to hear the pastor telling me that I'm a sinner?
还有其他很好的问题。
There are many other good questions.
我鼓励你们回去听一下。
I encourage you go back and listen to it.
特别我们当中，我知道有人那天没有来。
I know some of you were not here on that day.
或者你已经忘记了这个答案。
Or maybe you already forgot the answers.
鼓励你回去上网听一下。
I encourage you go on our on the net to listen.
像下次我们在一些开会的时候。
So next time when we have a meeting,
你就不会再问同样的问题。
You will not ask the same questions.
今天我们要看的题目是凯旋进程。
The topic today is the triumphal entry.
这个故事在四个福音里面都有记载。
This is recorded in the all four gospels.
显然神觉得这个事情非常的要紧。
Clearly, this is very important in God.
其他的三个福音他们记载的地方也打在我们节目单上面。
We also print out the other three recordings on the program.
等一下我们会有机会引用。
We will use them.
在耶稣凯旋进程的过程当中
During the process of Jesus' triumphal entry,
你发现有三种人。
There are three people you shall discover.
这三种人有不同的反应。
They have three different kinds of reactions.
因为他们不同的反应也带来他们不同的结果。
Because of their different reaction and they brought them different consequences.
有些是表面的。
Some were surface.
有些是真心的。
Some were truly in heart.
有些是为了自己的好处。
Some for their own selfish gain.
有些是真的爱主。
Some really out of love for God.
盼望我们今天在读这段经文的话，你有机会思想一下，你究竟是哪一种。
I hope as we read this passage today, you can think Which kind of you is the rapture?
我们先看第一种人。
That's the first kind.
是群众。
The crowd.
看看他们的反应是怎么样。
And look their reaction.
这是12节到13节。
This is verse 12 and 13.
12节说第二天。
It says the next day.
这是哪一天?
Which day?
那我们需要再回去看12章第一节。
Then we need to go back to verse 1 of chapter 12.
12章第一节说逾越节前六日。
6 days before the Passover.
我们知道逾越节是礼拜五。
We know that Passover is on Friday.
如果前六日的话,你倒算的话, 就是前一个礼拜的礼拜六了。
So 6 days before that would be the Saturday, the week before the Passover.
那天耶稣在伯大尼参加宴席。
At that night, Jesus was attending a feast at Bethany.
那么宴席以后的第二天,
the second the day after the feast,
就是礼拜天了。
That's Sunday.
这就是为什么许多美国的日历,
That's why many of the calendars in the United States,
就好像我手上有一个日历,
like the one I have.
如果你打开3月,
if you open to March,
他说23号是复活节,
this is March 23rd is Easter.
那么早一个礼拜呢,
the week before,
他写说总驴树的圣礼拜天,
so that's the Palm Sunday.
你不信回去你看一下,
if you don't believe, go back and look.
他会把这个 Palm Sunday这两个字打在你的这个日历上面。
They're going to type the Palm Sunday on your calendar.
在那天12节告诉我们说与许多善来过节的人,
on that day, the Bible tells us that many people who came up to Jerusalem.
约翰福音告诉我们说那时候有两群的人在欢迎耶稣。
In John, it tells there are two groups of people who care for Jesus.
一群的人就是12章第9节，他们已经去了伯大尼。
One group is the one recorded in chapter 12, verse 9. They have been to Bethany.
他们听到拉撒路复活。
They heard Lazarus was resurrected.
他们要去把事情看得清楚。
So they want to make sure themselves.
这一群人呢?
On this group,
当耶稣从伯大尼来到耶路撒冷的时候,
when Jesus came from Bethany to Jerusalem,
他们就陪着他过来。
So they accompanied him together.
第二群人,
the second group,
就是12章12节这里,
is where the chapter 12, verse 12.
他们是来耶路撒冷要过节的。
They came for the feast at Jerusalem.
听到耶稣这个故事,
they heard the story about Jesus.
听说耶稣要来耶路撒冷,
they heard Jesus coming to Jerusalem.
他们就去城外欢迎他。
So they went outside to welcome him.
这两群人在城外什么地方合在一起?
Where does these two group of people meet?
然后他们兴高采烈地陪着耶稣一起来。
They were very excited to accompany Jesus to come.
马太、马可还说他们这个前行后随的人很多。
According to Matthew and Mark, there are many people accompany Jesus either before him and behind him.
13节说就拿着总束枝出去迎接他。
So verse 13, they took palm branches and went out.
根据旧约的教导,
according to teachings of the Old Testament,
总树枝呢, 是在祝棚节的时候用的,
so the palm branch is used during the tabernacle,
而不是在逾越节的时候用,
it's not used during Passover.
那么为什么突然在逾越节用呢?
Why are now they using it during Passover?
这个一个历史的缘由,
there's a reason from historical background.
犹太人历史一个阶段叫做两约之间,
so during the Jewish history, there's an intertestamental period.
也就是说在旧约写成跟新约出现这段时间,
it's right between the completion of the Old Testament before the New Testament.
差不多有400年的时间,
it's about 400 years.
这段时间里面犹太国被叙利亚控制。
During that period, the Jewish country was controlled by the Assyrians.
叙利亚对他们很残酷,
the Assyrians are very cruel to them.
所以以色列人受不了终于起来革命,
so they can't take it, so they start revolt.
在主前165年,
so 165 years before Christ,
他们有个领袖,
there was a ruler, a leader,
叫做西门马加比,
so that's a Maccabee.
Simon Maccabee, huh? 在他带领之下
，during his leadership，
他们打败了叙利亚
，they defeated Syria，
他们重新把耶路撒冷夺回来
，so they recovered Jerusalem，
他们决定要在圣殿一个献殿的典礼
，they have another dedication of the temple，
当他们进城的时候
，when they entered Jerusalem，
他们就拿着总树枝
，so they brought with them the palm branches，
口里面唱赞美诗
，and then they sing the praises。
那么这个历史就传下来了。
That tradition passed on。
可能那天在这些欢迎耶稣的群众当中
，maybe on that day during in the crowd that welcomed Jesus。
当他们手里拿着总树枝的时候
，when they hold the palm branches，
他们有同样的念头
，they have the same thought。
他们希望耶稣就是那伟大的国王跟军事家。
So they wish that Jesus would be the great king and the military leader.
能带领他们脱离罗马人的恶。
So would lead them to escape the evil of the Roman soldiers.
哦，的 yoke 哈，恶哈，然后重新建立大卫的王国。
So they can have their own country.
这些人当时的感情很冲动。
They were very excited at that time.
他们喊着说
They're shouted.
在我们十三节说何塞纳奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的
He says, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
这个称赞的话语是引用自旧约的两个圣经节
So this was taken from two verses in the Old Testament.
我们看一下诗篇118篇25、26节
Let's go to Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26.
诗篇118篇, 25、26节
Psalm 118, verse 25, 26.
找到以后，我们一起来读这两节的经文。
Let's read these two verses.
诗篇一百十八篇二十五节，我们一起来。耶和华，求你拯救；耶和华，求你使我们亨通。奉耶和华名来的是应当称颂的。我们从耶和华的殿中为你们祝福。Hosanna 什么意思？
What's the meaning of Hosanna?
就是二十五节这里的求你拯救的意思。
Here it's just recording 25, O Lord, save us.
Hosanna 这个字是犹太人很熟悉的一个字眼。
This is a very familiar word to the Jews.
因为是在118篇里面。
Because it's in Psalm 118.
118篇是他们一个叫哈里斯篇的里面的一篇。
So the 118 is one of the Hallel Of the Jews.
那么哈里斯篇呢是从113篇到118篇总共有六篇
So there's also together six psalms called the Hallel
当以色列人他们重要节日的时候
During the Jewish important Jewish festivals
在圣殿里面
In the temple
圣殿的诗班就在早上唱哈里斯篇
So the choir will sing the Hallel psalm
当他们诗班唱到118篇25节的时候
When they sing verse 25 of Psalm 118
殿里面的男人跟他们的男的小孩
All the male and the male child
手里面挥舞一个东西
So they wave in their hands
叫做 Lulab L-U-L-A-B 在里面节目单上面
It's printed on it's like a Lulab
这个 Lulab 是用总树枝跟其他的树枝捆在一起的叶一个东西
So it's made of the branch of both palm branches and other branches tied together.
他们一方面挥舞
They wave it.
一方面他们大大喊118篇26节
At the same time they shout out verse 26 of Psalm 118.
奉耶和华名来的是应当称颂
Blessed is he that comes In the name of the Lord.
他们几乎把这两句话都背在脑子里。
So they remembered those in their mind.
所以看到耶稣的时候，他们就是同样的事情。
So when they see Jesus, they feel the same way.
本来奉神的名来的，是应当称颂。
It says it to be praised in those who came in the name of the Lord.
这句话本来是他们祝福啊，来圣殿朝圣的人。
That was used to bless those who came. To the temple to worship.
但他们那天这些人用同样的话来称颂耶稣。
So on the same day, they used the same to praise Jesus.
说他是奉主名来的。
Said that he came in the name of the Lord.
并且说他是以色列的王。
Also say he is the king of Israel.
马太福音还告诉我们说，还称他是大卫的子孙。
In Matthew, he also called him the descendants of David.
这几个名称都是弥赛亚的称呼。
So these are also the name of the Messiah.
你有没有注意到一件事情？
Did you notice one thing?
一直到现在，
Until today,
在约翰福音里面，
In the book of John,
耶稣一直拒绝 以色列人来拥戴他为王。
Jesus continued to refuse to be crowned as a king by the Jews.
但这个时候，
But at this time,
耶稣似乎接受了他们的拥戴。
It seemed that Jesus accepted them.
接受了他们要他去做的。
Accept them what they want him to do.
他的接受一定让这些以色列人兴奋的几乎要疯狂了。
So his acceptance must have made the Israelites very excited, almost.
他们心里可能会想。
Some was the second was saying.
耶稣终于接受我们要他做的。
Jesus finally.Except for the one to do.
他终于要成为我们政治跟军事上的弥赛亚。
Finally, he's going to be our Messiah for both politically and military.
我们的好日子快来了。
The good days are coming.
但耶稣接受他们拥戴的时候，
But when Jesus accepted their support,
仍然是根据他的方式跟根据他的时间。
But he used only according to his own way.
怎么说呢？
How did I say that?
马太福音第一章告诉我们
，In Matthew chapter one, it says,
他来是要把百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
When he came to save the people from sin,
约翰福音第五章告诉我们，他是奉主名来的。
Matthew 5 tells us he came in the name of the Lord.
然后约翰福音第一章
，In John chapter one,
我们看一下29-30节。
We can read verse 29 and 30.
29-30节
Verse 29 and 30.
这里说，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”再看约翰福音1:49
Let's go to John 1:49.
1:49
Verse 49.
拿单耶说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列人的王。”耶稣来
，Jesus came.
那天进入耶路撒冷城。
On that day he entered Jerusalem.
他没有被这些人的兴奋冲昏了头。
He didn't get so excited to forget about everything.
反而只为了他们只有一时的热情。
For their momentary enthusiasm,
他为他们悲伤。
He feels sad for them.
因为他知道他们当中许多人。
Because he knows many of the people.
这时候极力拥戴他为王。
At that moment, they encourage him to be the king.
但五天之后。
But 5 days later.
礼拜五的时候。
On a Friday.
他们又大声喊叫说要处死他。
They will shout, crucify him.
所以耶稣为他们悲伤。
So Jesus felt sad for them.
我们看看路加福音怎么形容耶稣。
Let's see how was recording Luke.
路加福音19章。
Let's go to Luke 19.
41-44节。
Verses 41-44.
19章41-44节。
Luke 19, verse 41-44.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说：“巴不得你在这日子知道关心你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你。”定要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上， 因你不知道眷顾你的时候，或你不知道神眷顾你的时候。神知道他们一时的热情是没有用的。
God knows the moment of enthusiasm is no use.
他们很快就要拒绝他。
Soon as they're going to desert him.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
五分钟的热度或一时的热情，对于认识神是没有什么益处的。
5 minutes of enthusiasm does not help in knowing the Lord.
这种情绪对想和神发生生命的关系是没有用的。
So it will not help to establish a relationship with God.
我不晓得你们问大家一个私人的问题。
I want to ask a personal question.
你过去有没有像群众这样的反应？
Have you ever reacted just like the crowd?
你曾经说你是相信他。
You said that you believe in him.
你愿意接受他为你的主。
You're willing to accept him to be your Lord.
但过了一阵子。
And after a while.
哦，发现耶稣不如我所想象的。
Then you realize Jesus is not the same as I thought.
他并不是一个活菩萨。
He's not a living Buddha.
他并不是我有求必应。
He cannot answer all the things I ask him.
他对我想提高我生活水准好像没有什么帮助。
He doesn't help me with raising my living standards.
那你很快就离开他。
So quickly you deserted him.
不理他。
Forget him.
或者反对他。
Or even oppose him.
你说你曾经相信过耶稣。
You said you believed in Jesus.
如果你说你现在不理耶稣。
If you do not know him now.
这的确是个问题啊。
So that indeed is a question.
但这个问题的根源。
The root of the question.
不是在耶稣。
It's not in Jesus.
不是在于教会。
It's not in the church.
乃是在于你自己。
But it's in you.
这个问题的根源。
So the root of the
乃是你还没有重生过。
Because you have never been born again.
你不是他的羊。
You are not his lamb.
你还没有被得救过。
You have never been saved.
我们就要想想我们教会过去五年十年。
So I think about this church past 5 or 10 years.
有多少人曾经在教会里面出现过？
How many people have appeared in the church?
但很可惜。
But quite pitiful.
却常常像是群众这样的光景。
Often just like the crowd.
他们来教会。
They came to church.
有一段时间表面看起来很热心很热情。
They seemed, on the surface, they seemed to be very enthusiastic.
有人还受浸。
Some even be baptized.
有人还成为会员。
Some become a member.
但事过境迁。
But things have changed.
现在踪迹都看不到。
Now you don't see anything.
一时的热情，五分钟的热度，对认识神没有任何的用处。
So short-lived enthusiasm doesn't help us to know God.
也许有人说，有人我没有离开教会。
Some would say I have never left the church.
但是你可能已经失去了你对耶稣那起初的爱心。
But you may have lost the first love you had for Christ.
有人问一间教会的牧师。
Some ask a pastor of a church.
我怎么知道我们教会有人已经失去了起初的爱心？
How do I know somebody in our church that lost the first love?
这个牧师回答他说。
The pastor answered him.
他说失去爱心的人常常有几个记号。
There's some marks of those who lost love.
其中的一个记号。
One of the marks.
就是他对聚会的态度和表现。
Is how his attitude toward meeting.
这个人问牧师说：“请问什么意思？”
He said, "What do you mean?"
牧师回答说
："The pastor answered."
先看看他对聚会是不是固定的参加。
First, look at does he come to get a worship regularly?
还是没有事才来
？Or he only comes when he has a free time?
没有冲突才来
？When there's no conflict, he'll come.
然后再看看他来聚会的时候。
Then you look when he comes to the worship.
他是不是准时来？
Does he come on time?
甚至早来？
Or even come early?
还是总是迟到？
Or you're always late?
迟到十分钟？
10 minutes late?
迟到二十分钟？
20 minutes late?
以前都是很准时。
In the past, he come on time.
但现在好像固定的迟到。
Now he comes become regularly late.
并不是因为生病。
Not because he's
并不是因为临时 有事情
Not because there has something happened.
并不是因为天气不好
Not because bad weather.
乃是不想来
But he doesn't want to come.
但是又不得不来
But he cannot help but
come. 所以来说很不心甘情愿
So he came, he is very reluctant.
来得很勉强。
He is reluctant.
因为他已经失去对主的爱心。
Because he has lost his love for the Lord.
他来不是要真正的认识神。
He came not to really want to know God.
跟学习神的话语。
Or to learn God's word.
那怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
有什么好的方法呢？
Any good method.
需要回到圣经。
We need to go back to the Bible.
不要怪别人。
Don't blame others.
不要怪教会。
Don't blame the church.
不要怪牧师。
Don't blame the pastor.
也不要受别人的骗。
Don't be deceived by others.
说啊，这都不是我的问题。
Or say, oh no, this is not my problem.
需要回到圣经。
We need to go back to the Bible.
圣经怎么说？
What the Bible say?
让我们看启示录。
Let's go to Revelation.
第二章。
Chapter 2 of Revelation. Verses 4 and 5.
启示录第二章第四节第五节。
Chapter 2, Revelation, verse 4 and 5.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
一起来。然而有一件事，我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改。行起初所行的事，你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。这边有三个动词很要紧。
There are three important verbs.
回想。
Remember.
悔改。
Repent.
然后 repeat 啊，再行。
Repeat.
这是圣经的方法。
This is the biblical method.
你要把起初的爱心再拿回来吗？
You need to recover your first love.
这边有三个动词。
There's three verbs.
我们彼此勉励。
Let's encourage with each other.
我们看第二大点。
The second.
门徒的反应。
The reaction of the disciples.
这是十四节到十六节。
That's verse 14 to 16.
耶稣是骑着驴驹进城。
Jesus entered on a colt.
马太对这段形容的比较清楚。
Matthew has a better description of it.
我们看一下马太福音二十一章。
Let's go to Matthew 21.
第二节到第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
马太福音第二十一章。
Matthew 21.
耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴圈在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用他，那人必立时让你们牵来。耶稣告诉门徒去哪里找驴。
Jesus told the disciples where to find the donkey.
并且告诉他，人家问你话，你怎么回答？
Also told them how to answer if people ask them.
那么，如果看了第七节，
If you read verse 7,
牵了驴和驴驹来。
So they brought the donkey and the colt.
门徒就把他们两个一起牵来。
So the disciples brought both of them.
我想把这个母驴一起带来有个作用。
So I think the reason why they brought the mother donkey.
让这个小驴啊比较容易跟着走。
So easier for the colt to follow.
让他们把这两只带到耶稣的面前。
So they brought them to Jesus.
他们不晓得耶稣究竟要骑哪一只。
They don't know which one Jesus is going to ride on.
所以他们就把衣服摆在两只驴的背上面。
So they put their clothes on both of the backs of the donkey.
耶稣选说我要骑驴驹。
So Jesus chose.Right on the coat.
所以他们就扶他上驴。
So they helped him onto the back.
然后一起往耶路撒冷走。
And then they proceed to Jerusalem.
当这些人兴高采烈走过来的时候。
When they come excited.
我们再回到约翰福音。
Let's go back to John.
还有一些人把衣服呢摆在地上。
There are other people who put their garments on the ground.
把衣服摆在地上。
They put their garments on the ground.
是表明这个人是国王。
To represent the person is king.
这是以色列人的一种表态。
So this is a custom of the Jewish.
我们看一些列王记下。
Let's go to 2 Kings.
第九章。
Verse 9, chapter 9, 2 Kings.
列王记下第九章。
2 Kings chapter 9.
十三节。
Verse 13.
列王记下九章十三节，他们就急忙各将自己的衣服铺在上层台阶，使耶户坐在其上。他们吹角说，耶户坐完了。当以色列人把衣服铺在地上，
When the Israelites put their garments on the ground,
他们这个行动是证明他们当时真的相信耶稣是那个以色列人的王。
So they want to prove that Jesus is the king of the Israel.
约翰福音十二章十四节，我们继续看。
Let's continue with chapter 12, verse 14 of John.
耶稣得了个驴驹，就骑上，如经上所记的说：“西安的民啊，不要惧怕，你的王骑着驴驹来了。”这句话是引用自撒迦利亚九章九节。
This is quoted from chapter 9, verse 9 of Zechariah.
我们看一下以赛撒迦利亚九章九节。
Let's go to Zechariah chapter
9. 撒迦利亚九九说：“西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊。”应当欢呼，看哪、你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子了。在约翰福音十二章里面
，In chapter 12 of John，
他们还加了一句话
，They added one sentence。
说西安的民啊，不要惧怕。
It says that do not be afraid.
不要惧怕，没有在撒迦利亚里面。
Do not be afraid was not in Zechariah.
可能是后来人临时补充上去的。
I think they added to it later.
是用以赛亚书里面的一段话。
So they took that from Isaiah.
但这个耶稣骑驴驹却产生一个问题。
When Jesus rode on the cart.
如果耶稣真是他们所想象的那位战胜的勇士，
If Jesus is truly the one they imagined is the triumphant warrior，
按照当时的规矩，
According to the rule，
他不会骑驴驹的，
He's not going to ride on a colt，
他会骑一只战马进城，
He's going to ride a war horse，
并且这只马已经打扮得很漂亮，
And the horse will be very decorated，
他骑在上面非常的威风，
He could be great looking on it，
但耶稣却选了一只驴，
But Jesus chose a colt，
还不是普通的驴，选了一只驴驹啊，
So it's not just regular donkey， it's a colt，
因为这一次耶稣进入耶路撒冷城，
Because when Jesus entered Jerusalem,
就像撒迦利亚所讲的，
just like it's described in 2 Kings,
谦谦和和的进来，
it's gentle,
因为他是一位温和的和平之君，
because he is the Prince of Peace,
这是他这次来是要完成救恩，
he came to fulfill salvation,
但是呢，
but,
等他第二次再来的时候，
when he come again the second time,
他确实要骑着马来，
he's going to come riding on a horse,
因为他那时候是真正的君王跟审判的官，
and that time he's the true king and the judge.
我们看一下启示录，
let's go to Revelation
十九章十一节，
chapter 19 verse 11
启示录十九章十一节，
Chapter 19, verse 11.
这里说，我观看，见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的，称为诚信真实。他审判正当，都按着公义。耶稣再来的时候会骑着白马。
Jesus will come again on a white horse.
他来的目的那时候是要审判。
When he comes, for the purpose of judging.
他带着王的权柄跟王的审判的力量。
Come with the authority and the power to judge of as a king.
显然耶稣那天礼拜天进城的时候，犹太人并没有注意到耶稣那个谦和本性的意义。
Obviously, on that day when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the people didn't notice the meaning of him being gentle.
所以他们继续宣告说他是王。
So they continue to claim that he is king.
有位出名的圣经学者。
There's a very famous theologian.
英文叫 Liam Morris.
Liam Morris.
他讲过，他对这件事情这么讲。
He described this.
他说耶稣生命上所发生事情的意义。
The meaning of the happening of the life of Jesus.
不是让每一位没有重生的人能看得出来。
Are not open for every unregenerated man.
这个意义只是被神的圣灵启示出来。
They are revealed only by the Holy Spirit of God.
换句话说，只有属灵的人，神的儿女，才能够看出它的意义。
So in other words, only the spiritual children of God can understand the meaning.
16节后半边,
and the second half of verse 16.
说这些事，门徒起先不明白。 这些事指什么?
What means all this?
指耶稣的受死。
The dying of.
指耶稣要怎么样进入耶路撒冷城。
How and Jesus entered Jerusalem.
众人要怎么样迎接他。
How the crowd going to welcome.
那么等到耶稣得到荣耀以后, 这个得荣耀是在什么时候?
When is Jesus going to be glorified?
不只是指耶稣从死里复活而已。
Doesn't just mean the resurrection.
更是指五旬节以后圣灵降临在圣徒的身上。
Also means when the Holy Spirit descended on all the saints.
我们看一下约翰七章三十九节。
Let's go to John 7.
约翰七章三十九节。
John 7:39.
这里说耶稣这话。 是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得了荣耀。但约翰他以后有圣灵降临在他身上。
The Spirit will be on John later.
当圣灵也降临在其他门徒上面。When
the Spirit descended on all the other disciples.
他们就开始明白耶稣进城的意义。
Then they will begin to understand the meaning of Jesus' entry.
他们明白了两件事情。
They understand two things.
对于你我今天是一样的重要。
It's important for you and me today.
第一件事情。
The first.
他们明白耶稣这样的进耶路撒冷。
They understand the way that Jesus entered Jerusalem.
是要实现圣经的话语。
Is to fulfill the words of the Bible.
这个道理对你和我听起来觉得好像有点本末倒置。
So if you hear this, it seems to be this is not a correct order.
耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
他不应该受什么事情的限制。
He shouldn't be limited by anything.
他高兴怎么样就怎么样。
He should do anything as he wishes.
但耶稣却要去顺从实现圣经的话语。
But Jesus wants to submit himself to fulfill the word.
当500年前撒加利亚怎么样的预言？
So how did Zechariah prophesy 500 years ago?
耶稣就这样的骑着驴驹进城了。
So Jesus would do just like that, entered on the cross.
每个细节都兑现了。
Every single detail is fulfilled.
如果我们的主都这样的尊重圣经。
If our Lord respects Bible in such a way.
那我们这一批说我们相信他跟随他的人应该有什么样的态度？
So for those of us who say we believe in him and we follow him, what should we do?
我们应该做两件事情。
We should do two things.
第一件事情。
The first.
我们不能灵异解经。
We cannot interpret the Bible according to ourselves.
Our spiritual life.
As spiritual.
我们需要字面解经。
We need to interpret the Bible according to the word.
第二件事情。
The second.
我们不能把圣经就随随便便解释掉。
We cannot explain away the Bible.
哎呀，这段话今天太困难了。
Because this one is so difficult.
今天人家都不遵守的。
People will not obey it today.
所以我们也不需要去看它。
We do not need to read it.
因为圣经的每一个字都是神所默示的。
Because every single word of the Bible is revealed by God.
当赖洛汉牧师两个月前教导我们的时候，
2 months ago, when Pastor Lai taught us,
他提醒我们，
He reminded us,
了解跟接受圣经最好的方法，
The best way to understand and accept the Bible,
也是最安全的方法，
The safest way,
就是了解它的简单的跟字面上的意思，
is to understand the simple and the literal meaning of the Bible.
不要去想说, 哇, 它还有什么其他的意思。
Don't think of other meanings.
有一个, 出名的老传道人已经去世了。
There's a very famous theologian.
他接着叫, 名字叫 J.C. Ryle.
So J.C. Ryle.
他讲过这一句话。
He said this.
他说有福的是那位圣经读者。
Happy is that Bible reader.
他相信圣经的话语的意思就正是他们看起来的意思。
Who believes the words of the Bible to mean exactly what they seem to mean.
圣经看起来的意思。
The what they seem to mean.
便是那个简单的字面上的意思。
It's a simple and a literal meaning.
这是最安全的。
That's the safest.
这也是最可靠的。
That's the most dependable.
这是门徒学到的第一点。
This is what the disciples learned, the first thing they learned.
圣经是每个字都要紧。
So every single word is important.
他们学到的第二点。
They learned the second thing.
耶稣这样的进入耶路撒冷城。
When Jesus entered in such a way to Jerusalem.
很清楚地表示他就是那位逾越节的羔羊。
That says, demonstrate he is the Lamb of Passover. There's a very famous historian for the Jewish people.
叫做约瑟夫,
Josephus.
他说记载说有一年犹太当局,
he recorded 1 year this Jewish government.
他们想要知道说逾越节那一年杀了多少只羊。
They want to know how many lambs were killed on Passover.
所以他们做个统计调查。
So they did a statistical survey.
你知道他们的数目吗?
You know the number?
不是1000只。
It's not 1,000.
不是10,000只。
Not 10,000.
不是100,000只。
Not 100,000.
乃是256,500只。
It's 256,500 lambs.
那么多的羊。
That many.
那么多的羊要在逾越节时候被杀。
Not that many will be killed on Passover.
所以他们从那个礼拜天开始，
From that Sunday,
就把巴勒斯坦各处的羊要赶到耶路撒冷去。
So they should send all the sheep from all over Jerusalem, Israel to Jerusalem.
但耶稣从伯大尼进耶路撒冷的时候，
But when Jesus entered Jerusalem from Bethany,
我相信他的四周围都有那些羊。
I'm sure in his surrounding, the full of lambs.
耶稣就在那些羊当中。
And those in among those lambs,
耶稣更是那一只逾越节所预备的羊。
Jesus is the lamb for Passover.
在我们的节目单上有一个圣经节。
There was in our program, there was a quotation.
他说，也许中文的翻译可以说，当逾越节的羊被杀时， 神的羔羊需要解除他的生命。
The Lamb of God has to give his life when the Passover lambs were being slain.
耶稣是不是你的逾越节？
Is Jesus your Passover?
当有一天神来审判的时候，
One day God's coming to judge.
他会不会因为你是耶稣的羊，
will be because you are the Lamb of Jesus.
他会因为你身上有带着耶稣所洗的宝血，
will because you have the blood of Jesus on you.
他的审判就从你身上逾越过去。
So his judge shall pass over you.
如果你不肯定的话，
if you're not sure,
就今天说耶稣我要你做我的王。
So today you should say, Jesus, I want you to be my king.
我愿意把一生交给你。
I want to commit my life to you.
我要你成为我的逾越节。
I want you to be my Passover.
我们看第三个反应。
That's the third reaction.
领袖的反应。
The reaction of the leaders.
这是17节到19节。
This is verses 17 to 19.
我们跟他提到说有两群的人去欢迎耶稣。
We just said there are two groups of people who went to welcome Jesus.
一群从伯大尼陪耶稣来,
one group came with Jesus from Bethany.
一群从耶路撒冷城出去迎接他,
one went out of Jerusalem to welcome him.
从伯大尼来的这一群,
the one who came from Bethany.
就对后面来这一群做见证,
so they testified for those who came later.
对他们有很大的影响,
get great impact on them.
到了19节,
so in verse 19,
法利赛人彼此说：“看哪，你们是徒劳无益，世人都随从他了。”法利赛人看到这个情形，很恼怒，也很紧张。So
when the Pharisees saw this, they were very mad and they were very nervous.
万一这些人开始跟着耶稣暴动，
if those people would revolt together with Jesus,
罗马人一来，我们就一切都完了。
The Romans will come, then we will be perished.
约翰可能在这边 有讽刺性的讲一件事情。
Maybe John was saying something here
ironically.
那天观天化日之下, during the sun,
耶稣就在群众的当中,
Jesus among the crowd,
上千上万的人围着他,
thousands of people surrounded him.
这些人应该听从当局的命令。
Today, those people should listen to the government.
看到耶稣就把耶稣抓起来。
They should arrest Jesus.
但是他们反而
But they claim that Saul is Jesus, the king of Israel.
法利赛人很恼怒，也很惊恐。
So the Pharisees were mad and scared.
他们怎么办呢？
What do they do?
19节告诉我们，他们彼此责备。So
they blame each other.
哦，都是别人的错，不是我的错。
It's all other people's fault, not mine.
你们是徒劳无益的。
You are in vain.
他们没有把自己包括在里面。
They don't include themselves.
这些领袖们,
all the leaders.
他们本来打算在逾越节以后,
they were planning after Passover.
暗暗地把耶稣抓起来,
so they would secretly arrest Jesus.
避免人家的暴动,
to avoid the revolt.
但耶稣凯旋的进程,
but during the triumphal entry of Jesus,
却逼着他们改变计划,
forced them to change their plan.
他们需要提前动手,
they need to start early.
这些领袖们想要阻挡神的计划,
those are people who want to prevent God's plan.
我们中国人有一句格言,
there's a Chinese proverb,
叫做弹臂单车,
so that you, as a grasshopper, you try to stop a
是挡不住,
warrior. You cannot stop it.
神的计划已经按照他的时间会实现出来。
God's plan will be fulfilled according to His time.
结束的时候我们问大家一个问题,
so I want to ask everyone a question.
如果有一天,
if there's a day,
有一个礼拜天,
a Sunday,
你听到耶稣要来以待呢,
you heard Jesus coming,
你听到耶稣要进入CTC的大礼堂,
you heard Jesus is going to enter the sanctuary of a CTC,
你会有什么样的反应?
How are you going to react?
你会不会像众人一样?
Are you like the crowd?
大家赶着去看戏,
so everybody wants to watch it.
你挤我, 我挤你,
you they'll be crowded.
看看耶稣还会变什么把戏?
See what kind of miracle he's going to perform.
但这样的心情呢?
In that kind of attitude,
常常只是兴奋一阵子,
you can only be excited for a short time.
过了以后,
afterwards,
生活上稍微有点困难,
when you have some problem in life,
哦, 学校里面, 公司里面,
or in the work in the school,
事情不如意,
things are not going your way,
就不再去理耶稣,
so you don't believe in Jesus.
还是会像这些领袖们,
or just like those leaders,
他们不喜欢耶稣,
they don't like Jesus,
因为耶稣常常指出他们的罪,
because Jesus all point to their sins,
使得他们在人面前的影响力没有了,
so lose their influence on people,
人家对他们的尊敬的程度降低了,
so people would not respect them as much,
因为同时他们看到这么多人越来越跟随耶稣,
they see so many people, they all want to follow Jesus,
他们很恼火,
they're very mad,
但是仍然没有悔改,
but they didn't repent.
还是会像这些门徒们,
or just like the disciples,
当圣灵教导他们以后。
Spirit teaches them.
他们明白耶稣这样的来啊。
They understood the way Jesus came.
这么仔细的按照圣经的话语来。
According to the details of the Bible.
只要实现圣经的话语。
Is to fulfill the words of the Bible.
他们也明白。
They also understand.
耶稣这样的来。
The way Jesus came.
是要成为逾越节的羔羊。
Become the Lamb of Passover.
当他们明白以后。
After they understood,
他们的信心就更坚定了。
They confirmed their faith.
他们的喜乐更增加了。
They increased their joy.
他们侍奉的力量也更有力了。
They increased their strength to worship.
请问你是不是这样的门徒？
So I want to ask you, are you such a disciple?
请问你愿意不愿意成为这样的门徒？
Do you want to become such a disciple?
他们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
我们看到你爱我们到一个地步。
We see that you love us to a point.
你不但受死，你还是甘心的受死。
Not only you died willingly.
并且死在十字架上。
And died on the cross.
非常的残忍跟痛苦。
It's so painful and cruel.
谢谢你拣选我们成为你的羊。
Thank you for choosing us to be your lamb.
我们愿意一辈子跟随你。
We're willing to follow you in all our lives.
因为你是爱我们的那位大牧羊。
Because you are the great shepherd that loves us.
我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.